Hello everyone, Knox here. So, I would like to apologize. This episode was actually supposed to come out last week, and it did not. My zombie episode came out instead. I don't know how it got mixed up. I don't know why this one was not released last week, and then the zombie episode was released this week. Something got crossed, and, it's coming a week later than it was supposed to. I have no idea why. And I apologize. So first things first, at the end of the episode, you will hear me say that a new paranormal episode would be coming out next week. That is not correct because this is a recording from December 6th. Next week, we will be having an episode on secret societies, which is the Skull and Bones episode. So I apologize for any confusion that this will bring about, but just so you know, I got the dates mixed up and wrong, and somehow this one's coming out a week later than it's supposed to. I hope that you all are not too mad at me, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next week for our once per season episode on secret societies. Talk to y'all later. Bye. Hello everyone and welcome back to a brand new episode of Getting Spooky with Knox. I am your host Knox and today we're doing a paranormal episode on the Bermuda Triangle. I'm pretty sure we've all heard about the Bermuda Triangle, but let's talk a little more about it, shall we? People have been fascinated with the Bermuda Triangle for decades. Ships and planes alike have been known to go missing in this area, and people have also said there have been UFO sightings here as well. In Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Sea of Monsters, Rick Riordan used it and said that there were Greek monsters and gods in this Triangle of Doom, which was a new take on the mysterious occurrences that happen here. The triangle stretches from Miami to Bermuda to Puerto Rico. You can also call the triangle the Devil's Triangle if you want to go for something more ominous. Christopher Columbus sailed through this area, which spans about 500,000 square miles, and he said that he saw a great flame of fire fall into the ocean and that it once again appeared a few weeks later. Many people speculate that this could have been a meteor and that he just didn't know what it was. Christopher Columbus also noted that he had trouble with his compasses, and the explanation for this is that around the time, true north and magnetic north actually lined up in the Bermuda Triangle and would explain why he wasn't getting accurate compass readings. On March 4, 1918, the USS Cyclops departed from the island of Barbados and went missing somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle. 309 crew members were never seen or heard from again. No one is sure what happened to the Cyclops, but some have said that it could have been a storm. Since this was wartime, the enemy could have taken them out, or even capsizing. Ships have been found completely abandoned with no crew or anyone on them. Where did they go and why did they leave? Some never even sent out distress signals to alert others that they were in danger. So what happened to all of these people and how did they disappear? 1881, a ship named Ellen Austin found a ghost ship in the Bermuda Triangle when it was on its way to New York. The ghost ship in question was still fully stocked when they approached it, but no one was around. The crew of the Ellen Austin saw an opportunity and they took it. Men were sent aboard the ship so that they could get the cargo and sail side by side with one another on the rest of their journey. A storm, however, had other ideas for them and separated the two ships. When they were reunited the next day, the crew was missing. More men were sent aboard, but a fog rolled in and the ships were once more separated from each other. This time, however, the ship was never seen again. And quick side note, the fog thing reminds me of that movie called The Fog, where like a mysterious fog just like would roll in and then weird occurrences would stop happening or start happening. And there was like this whole story behind the fog and everything and the ghosts that were in the fog. And it's a good movie. I check it out. I think there was an original version and the remake. I think I've seen the remake, but not the original. Don't quote me on that because I'm not entirely sure, but definitely check it out. My dad tried scaring me, or he did scare me, I should say, after we watched it. We were at home, it was nighttime, and he started knocking on the walls with, he used a cane at one time because he has a bad knee. And so he would knock on the walls with it, and it would just, it scared me so much. And I vowed after that to never watch a scary movie with him again if he was going to continuously try to scare me. But when I was doing the research for this episode and I saw that, my mind automatically went to the fog, to that movie. And I've never looked at fog the same way. It gives me a really eerie feeling now. So this definitely does not help. But anyways, in 1945, there were 5 TBM Avenger torpedo bombers that began a mission from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and vanished before they could complete it. This mission was supposed to take 3 hours, and they were supposed to practice bombing runs. Flight 19, as it was known, began to notice some technical difficulties. Lieutenant Charles C. Taylor, the leader of this mission, began growing worried when his compass started to malfunction, and he began to think that they were heading in the wrong direction. He commanded his men to start flying northeast, thinking that he was taking them back to Florida in safety, but in reality, he was leading them deeper into the Atlantic Ocean. The farther they went, the more their communication to others began to fade and then disappear completely. One of the last messages from Flight 19 was this, quote, "Everything looks strange, even the ocean. It looks like we are entering white water. We're completely lost," end quote. No one was ever sure what happened to the men that went on this flight, and to this day, it is still a mystery. Some people claim that the mysterious disappearances and occurrences in the Bermuda Triangle have to do with aliens. Others believe it has to do with the city of Atlantis. If you don't know what Atlantis is, then let me give you a quick rundown. Atlantis is a fictional island that was created by Plato. It was a cautionary tale about not letting your hubris get the better of you. The gods were displeased with the Atlanteans and sunk the island under the water. People have been searching for this city ever since, believing that it is a real place. And just like the Bermuda Triangle, it has sparked interest in stories relating to it, anything from Aquaman to Disney's Atlantis, The Lost Empire. How Atlantis would be in the Bermuda Triangle, I have no idea. Seeing as how this was a Greek story, you would think that it would be off the coast of Greece somewhere. But people will search for anything to explain the things that we can't. Even though ships, planes, and people have gone missing in this area, the U.S. has not recognized it as a dangerous location. The SS Cotopaxi left Charleston, South Carolina on November 29, 1925, carrying coal. A storm came along and the ship was never seen or heard from again. Typical disappearing act from the Bermuda Triangle, right? Well, you'd be wrong. On January 31st of 2020, the SS Cotopaxi was located off the coast of Florida. So this is one ship that, even though it did take a while to locate, did not vanish without a trace. While it is eerie to think that there is some mystical force out there controlling the area of the Bermuda Triangle, deciding who gets to live and who gets to disappear to never be heard from again, there are probably logical explanations for where ships and planes are. The ocean is a massive place, and with storms and currents, it is highly logical to say that while a ship or plane may have disappeared from one area, that they are now in a completely different one. The sea claiming them for herself. As time progresses, we may find more of these missing vessels that were once thought to have been victims of this mystical and mysterious Bermuda Triangle. When I was a kid, I was a little more worried about the Bermuda Triangle. I heard that people went missing in there without a trace and thought, I am never going to go there. But if you look at the areas that are within the borders, you will see that people live within this area and are perfectly fine. And while in the sea and in the air, it is always good to keep an eye out for storms or things that could cause you complications. And if you get into trouble, try and keep a level head. Easier said than done in stressful situations, but it could save your life. And there you have it, a little more information on the Bermuda Triangle and some of the vessels that have gone missing within its borders. What are your thoughts and theories on the Bermuda Triangle? Have you ever been there personally or known someone who has? If you have questions, comments, or would like to request a paranormal event, true crime, mythological monsters, urban legends, secret societies, or conspiracy theories episode, then you can email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter at SpookyKnox. Message me on Facebook, Knox Productions. Yep, finally changed it. Or through my website, which is linked in both my Twitter and Facebook profiles. Next week, we're back with a new Mythological Monsters episode, and this one is on zombies. And listen, I'm terrified of zombies, so this episode should be fun to create. I hope y'all have a great week, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.